Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking phone calls right now. Let's talk to Stephanie in London. The police are saying that basically protesting isn't allowed unless you go into the Grove property, so you're under private property control, so you have no rights, so that private security can have their way with you. And that's the favor they're doing us. I think it's a great favor. Almost as big a favor as the fluoride in the water and the mercury and the shots and all the cancer rates going up. Stephanie, what are you planning to do? What do you make of all this? I mean, there's going to be thousands of people descending on it, and we're going to be covering it at Infowars.com/Bilderberg. I'll start putting battle plans out on there, you know, politically, of where we're going to, how we're going to get around this, how we're going to exercise free speech, and how we're going to exercise the Magna Carta, which I know is really scary to these ghouls. But what's your take on this, Stephanie?
Yeah, hi Alex. It's good to talk to you. I think you're a genuine folk hero, and I'm very surprised at the way that you're being treated by the press. And if it was up to me, you know, you'd be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. And
well, I don't, ma'am. I appreciate it. All I want is for them to not put stuff in the water and be setting this up. And I hear you. But of course they demonize me because they tap my phone and stuff. They know I'm for real. They're scared of the fact that I don't care what they do to me, and I'm committed to fighting them. But I only care, about doing the right thing, because there's no future if we don't take action against them.
Absolutely. I think the problem here, I've talked to a lot of police kind of over the Olympics time, and they're scared. I think they're being privatized. And, you know, they had said to me regarding the Windsor Review, which is this thing that came out that is hoping to privatize the police. They've already started in certain parts of the country, that, you know, they're scared of G4S. You know, they're frightened of G4S. They're frightened of the privatization of their police force. And I think it's really, you know, it's terrible that they're kind of pitching G4S against the police, you know, with this at Bilderberg, you know.
Well, because I mean, look, the Bilderberg commands their police department through the criminal government. And so, yes, I've talked to the police off record, and they say they don't like what's going on. And then they're ordered to say, the only place you can protest in the entire rural area is in the Grove property, where you then have no rights. And I don't know if the police are even smart enough to get what's going on there. And then the police are ordered to violate everybody's rights outside, driving us into the hands of G4S and this globalist group. And we're just going to do whatever we want. And so I call on everybody en masse to go there and exercise freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and to document the provocateurs. MI5 is guaranteed to send in. It'll be another victory. We're going to show up, we're going to expose their whole thing, and we're going to win. And if they block me from flying to England, we win. It becomes an international story. They block me from going to an imaginary meeting. Again, they don't even want this meeting to be known. By doing this, we make them act like these complete scum. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing I would say is that, you know, there's a really beautiful canal that goes right through there, and I would really recommend, let's just, you know, we need to get a boat. We need to get you on.
Well,
a boat.
Ma'am, let's not give away great minds think alike, but I like to swim. And I mean, I don't know if you're, I mean, I should take a mask and snorkel. In fact, I don't want to carry that in my luggage. If you get Watson to get me a mask, well, I got my pet mask and snorkel. I just love it. That's how I escaped from Bohemian Grove last time, was via the waterway. Well, whatever the issue is, they don't get in the water. Are they going to have frogmen out there? I saw the local Austin police frogmen. They didn't even know how to swim. He had to rappel out of helicopters. Ma'am, God bless you. And what's your name? Am I going to meet you there, Stephanie?
Yeah,
I know your name.
I'm going to come up and shake your hand, my sweetheart.
Sweetheart? Uh-oh. I'm sorry, I'm married.
No.
No, you're awesome. Why is my wife sending me to this? Hey, Stephanie, God bless you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, it will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you go up to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, Justice Department says use of husband and wife is considered hate speech because they say it's insensitive and should not be used by Justice Department employees and other federal employees, and what is insensitive is hate speech. So see, here's the issue. This is not about inclusion. This is not about not discriminating. This is about pushing an agenda on the population. And I'm going to go to this report that one of our reporters filed and put together. And then I'm going to go over some of the articles to show you Europe that's about 3 to 5 years ahead of us on this front. And, of course, we covered just a few days ago, children's cartoons targeting people 5 to 10 are showing children how to be homosexual. They're showing them how to be cross-dressers. I mean, this is called pedophilia. I mean, if a heterosexual was trying to do that to children, it would be called pedophilia. But it's like, oh, let's be inclusive. See, how do they sell the sexualization of children? You know, I go out now and I see little girls dressed like whores, like 6-7-year-old girls dressed like whores, and shaking their rear ends, all of it. And that's not how little girls are really supposed to be. This is the destruction of their innocence. And it's a sick culture. And it came out a few years ago that MTV admitted they were targeting children and sexualizing them. MTV now is targeting people 11 and under. That's its main demographic. Look it up. And you've got Viacom and all these outfits pushing this to screw up children because they don't want real relationships being formed where you have an allegiance to your husband, to your wife, to your children, where you have that fealty, that human system. Aldous Huxley wrote in Brave New World in 1932, his brother was the top eugenicist in the world at the time, Julian Huxley, he became the head of the United Nations UNESCO program when it was founded in 1946, the year after the UN was set up. And he wrote in the book where there's no families, everyone's basically grown in laboratories for the lower and middle classes. There's only normal sex and normal behavior in these rural scientific command bases by the elites. And then he gave a speech in 62, months before his death, at Berkeley. You can pull it up online. It's over an hour long, saying, what I wrote in 32 is coming true because it's a real plan, and the public is already caught in it, so I will tell you it's real, and laughed at everyone. And he also wrote it in Brave New World Revisited. Punch that article back up. I want to show TV viewers this and talk about it for radio listeners. So they're saying gender-bending action hero, Shizo, to debut on Children's Network. And then they demonize Breitbart News, lashes out at television executives for promoting transgender themes to kids. How about trying to confuse kids? See, because on top of it, it's not enough to have the gay bomb. The last time I heard about the gay bomb, I think it was Rachel Maddow a year ago, came on air and said it wasn't real. But will you guys type in, plan to use gay bomb on Iraqis? And they've got chemicals they can spray on men to, at a pheromone level, make a man smell another man and trick them that it's the smell of a woman. The scent of a woman. Okay? Again, even if you can't consciously smell a woman, you can smell them, okay? And your brain's scanning, are they fertile, you know, do they have cancer markers? It's like, oh, it's a computer. They're scanning you as well. Well, they just jack, there it is, U.S. military pondered love not war, BBC, a gay bomb. Now, I get up here and say, don't drink out of the bisphenol A line juice boxes and milk boxes. And the microwavable boxes that are lined in bisphenol A, it cooks it in to the food and is directly linked in major studies. I've been saying this for over a decade because the studies have been out for 15 years, to breast cancer increasing. This is a big part of it. Women are going into puberty at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. A few decades ago, it was, well, girls are going to puberty at 11 or 10 now. Now girls are going to puberty at age 3. They're having babies at age 8. And there's no discussion of why is this happening. It's the bisphenol A. It's all of it. And what do they say in Brave New World? We will bring you to puberty at age 8. You will die at age 25. If we even decide to use humanoid biomechanical robots. See, I'm crazy because I know too much. I'm crazy because I've read hundreds of white papers and hundreds of books written by these people. And listen, I'll hand it to them on this front. I'll hand it to the globalist on this front. The British and Dutch royalty about 160 years ago funded a plan to scientifically dumb down the population and bring in Malthusian plan to reduce population that was 100 years older than that, or about 70 years older than that. And then they funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, but not before the Rockefeller Foundation, the Cold Springs Harbor, and then Hitler set up everything they'd been planning, but he went after certain groups instead of everyone. So they set him up. He believed it was his plan to do all this. He had a treaty with England. The King of England was a Nazi, lived in Germany most of the year. They double-crossed all them, double-crossed the Dutch royalty, had them flip back to the British, run across the channel, bring down Germany, bring down Europe, and then bring in the soft kill plan. And I was reminded by my guest about this yesterday, and I went and looked it back up last night. I want to do a piece on this, that the Germans were saying, we're going to go into these third world countries worldwide And then through food and water and vaccines, we're going to sterilize people with systems they don't really notice and know how to deal with, and that's how we're going to get rid of everybody but the Aryans. Well, the Rothschilds and others said, no, that's not what's going to happen. We're going to get rid of everybody. And that is the program. They just, why not get rid of like 99% of everybody? And this is the global program. This is the global plan. And then you're like, hey, the juice box lining is making boys not go into puberty, is making their sperm counts lower. It is shrinking the genitals of males, just like it does in studies on rats. And they go, oh, you don't like gay people, you bigot. Hey, man, I know the names of super gas nebulas, okay? That's what I'm thinking about. I'm not impressed with two guys having sex with each other. It doesn't shock me. It's not some big deal to me. So don't try your little obsession, your perseveration over two men having sex with each other. I'm worried about breast cancer exploding. I'm worried about them changing the human condition and coming out with vaccines that go in and eat areas of the brain to remove your emotion and remove cerebral cortex connections to areas deeper in the brain associated with empathy and creativity. I want you to have a future. I want to have a future. I want us to have a future together. We are under total eugenics warfare. And even my InfoWars crew that are great people said we better review this, you know, if we get backlash for saying, hey, don't criticize having a man and woman, father and mother. Let's go ahead and go to this InfoWars Nightly News report that we're premiering here on the radio. Here it is.
The New World Order seems to be trampling over our rights yet again. Between the latest DOJ memo that is telling managers they should support LGBT functions, to the Russians being approached by the European Council and being told that they should support gay pride parades, there seems to be a worldwide bullying campaign against our core family values, all of that in the guise of gay rights. Pushing the LGBT agenda is a New World Order global attack that has gone from tolerance to coercion. Starting right here in the United States, the LGBT community makes up only 4% of the population. Keeping that in perspective, the latest directive from the DOJ reveals how out of balance our society has become. According to the DOJ Pride Directive, silence means disapproval. And you shouldn't say husband or wife because it could offend the homosexuals in your office.
It says please use partner or significant other. So now husband and wife are offensive? Isn't this hate speech against heterosexuals? In London, they passed a law to remove husband and wife from official British documents, so don't be surprised if it happens in the United States. In France, they plan on removing mother and father from forms. Au revoir to mommy and daddy. It soon will be parent.
What happened to the First Amendment liberties of the people who are straight and Christian? Now, not that I'm agreeing with Putin, but he does say, quote, how can they demand that we introduce their standards, or maybe we should demand they introduce our standards in their country? He's sticking to what 90% of the people want, which is to keep core family values. The hypocritical DOJ directive, LGBT inclusion at work, the 7 habits of highly effective managers, needs a directive of inclusion for whistleblowers. Since the DOJ is so hot and heavy to make sure everybody feels included, we need a directive for whistleblowers. How about this? If an employee comes into your office, shuts the door, and says, I've been meaning to tell you this for a while. I'm a whistleblower. Be supportive and thankful that they trusted you. Ask them if they had been made to feel safe in the workplace. Let them know about DOJ Whistleblower Pride. Go to prisonplanet.tv and sign up. You can share your username and password with up to 10 people. I'm Gigi Arnetta with an InfoWars Nightly News Alert.
All right, Gigi Arnetta with that, and there's more in the article by Gigi Arnetta at InfoWars.com right now, and the video if you want to see all the articles and documents. Justice Department says use of husband and wife is considered hate speech. because they say it's inconsiderate, and that itself is hate speech. So, and we're a few years behind Europe, but this is where this is going. They want to end the family and assign a government guardian that is called the parent. And that's just for the phase-out of humans entirely.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade.
You know, I think what's been happening to me lately is I'm just really realizing that I've been right about everything.
Well, I mean,
I knew I was right a long time ago, but now it's just all happening. And I just keep having that moment where I can't believe it because it's so historically dangerous, so horrible, so wretched, so fraudulent, so unfair. And it targets good people. And I can't even look at the helpless public anymore without almost wanting to break down and cry because I just have human empathy. In fact, somebody give me my cell phone. I can't reach it over there. There was a Bible verse I wanted to read that I came across last night. My mother gave me three Bibles last night. Yeah, my cell phone's just right over there on the table. Thanks. I just can't get across the table to get it. Thank you, sir. We got some callers from England and a bunch of other people. I'm going to get to y'all. And I opened up. She gave me a King James Version, complete Bible, and then the New Testament and one other little Bible. And I was sitting there at about midnight last night after everybody gone to bed, and I opened it up, and I meant to bring it in today, but then I forgot. And so I found it online this morning. And it's 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 4. In the last days, there will be very difficult times, where people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud. I guess we all are in ways. I try to be arrogant back to the globalist, but really that's because I'm in pain. Scoffing at God, disobedient of their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. And people say, yeah, let's be evil. It's fun. It's only fun for a little while. And then all hell gets released. And that's the point I've gotten to, is that watching secret armies be built against the American people and then now watching them be rolled out. And the government coming out and saying, parents aren't the parents anymore, and we're going to have a government-assigned parent. And then, of course, if they're going to have for TV shows for 5- and 6-year-olds teaching them to have sex, period, is pedophilia. Totally perverted. And now that's all over TV. 4 kids on mainline cartoons. Of course they're putting stuff in the water to change your gender. And it's not meant so there'll be a great gay cult in the sky, folks. That's all like the covering, that it's all friendly and, hey, you know, all of this stuff. It is meant so humans are ended. So everyone's alone when the state, government-run healthcare euthanizes your butt. And that's the stated goal in one of the Endgame extras. We have Dr. Michael Kaufman breaking down university studies and psych warfare stuff from the 60s of how they would end the family by promoting homosexuality. People go, hey, it's always been around since Rome, Alex. You people change the debate instead of having the debate I'm having. They're teaching kids about sex at age 5 on purpose to destroy their innocence. They are putting stuff in the water to change our gender and to sterilize us. You understand that? That's not a funny thing. Let's go to Mark in Birmingham, England. Thanks for holding, Mark. Do you plan to be at Bilderberg this year in Watford?
Well, to be honest with you, Mike, I was just trying to find out exactly where it was. I've tried to get through on the lines, but you're that popular, you're that busy, it's kind of hard to get through. I was wondering if you could give my number to your British correspondent so he can give me the details.
Well, brother, I mean, do you have an internet? I mean, just go to Infowars.com/... Bilderberg, and it's the Grove Hotel in Watford, England.
Well, basically, Alex, I just wanted to say that a good friend of mine, who I lived in the States in Detroit in Michigan from 92 to 96, and I had a friend of mine, Frank, and Frank switched me on to you way back. And basically, he said to me, which is kind of mad, they will create a crisis to which they have the solution. And everything that you've been saying has been absolutely bang on the money. I just want you to know that, you know, there are a lot of people over here who have been seriously brainwashed and don't know what's going on at all. But not everybody. And there's a lot of guys out there that value their rights, are pro-gun, or actually march when...
And we know the name of them. They're called terrorists.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones. It's Alex Jones. Into my little world.
Painful to me.
Cuts right through me.
Don't you understand?
Oh, my little girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got Chrissy Hightower in here. I'm starting goofing off with her. She's got the Ask Alex segment. We're going to go to her in just a minute. Instead of doing this tape for the nightly news tonight, we'll just do it live on air. And I promise, thanks for the calls from England. We're going to go to Nathan. We're going to go to Mike. We're going to go to Steve in Arizona. They've been holding a while. People that are calling in the broadcast. I haven't even gotten into Obama to sign international gun control treaty on June 3rd. L.A. Times admits our military's training with the communist Chinese. Even the L.A. Times says it's not a good idea. The globalists are double-crossing us, folks. They've decided to move their main base to China. That's what Henry Kissinger set up. That's what they've been doing. America is not going to exist, basically, under this plan. And I just can't believe how traitorous this is. And the media is demonizing the patriots of this country. Now, if you type into the search engine, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more, you'll get a three-year-old New York Times article that shows the Boy Scouts, there it is, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more, to take on disgruntled veterans and confiscate their guns. Now, those kids are like 17 years old now. They're 14 then. Look like they're 12. But that's what authoritarian systems do. They always get younger and younger because they'll do unconstitutional stuff. Anybody heard of the Soviet Youth League? Heard of the Nazi Jugend, Hitler Jugend? That's the type of stuff. And I remember reading 10 years ago in the Philadelphia Inquirer where it was saying that they had the youth brigades in a thing called Secure Corps, part of FEMA, a subsection of AmeriCorps, training for gun confiscation, warrant service during civil emergency. And I read that article on air over and over again. And then Rahm Emanuel came in 4 or 5 years ago and said, well, on C-SPAN, yeah, everybody's going to have national service. We're going to have a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. Then Obama said that. I've played it ad nauseum probably 200 times since then. Then they had Rachel Maddow go on and go, he's crazy. There's no bullets. There's no FEMA Corps. There's no armored vehicles. It's like, here's the purchase order, 7,000 anti-mine tanks. It's just, and all the training manuals. The veterans will fight a civil war. Our plan is to re-educate them before we have to execute them. We're going to take them to the FEMA centers, and it's in the Army manual, and everybody I know in the family and the Army's like, no, we're training to kill everybody. Yeah, we're training. It's horrible. And it's woke up most of the military, but still they don't even know what to do. It's like the globalist takeover, they should all be in jail, folks. I mean, this plan is so diabolical, so evil, so public, so over the top, so textbook tyranny that, I mean, I'm not even the one that should be doing this. It should be all the top lawyers and people and talk show hosts. I mean, I don't want to be the only one that gets it. I know you get it as listeners. Oh, God. I mean, they brag the TSA going down your pants is to train you to put up with anything. This is all domination. And then Matt Dubiel, who I've met, been down here to Austin, Texas, had us on for about a year on WCKG. It's been all over the Chicago papers, got a lot of press being on there, a lot of listeners. 1530WCKG.com. He put out a viral video that was on Drudge and InfoWars a few years ago of his handicapped son, disabled son in a wheelchair, and they were harassing him and everything. They were being rude to his son. He never took credit for that, by the way. He put that out anonymously. But he talked about it a few months ago when he was in the studio. Well, now he lives in Chicago, and it says FEMA Corps comes to his door. You type in FEMA Corps, I mean, they are training to literally be your spies. And then they have the Jugend and the police that come in and get you after they're there. And, of course, they're just priming the public. The first time they come to your door, it's not going to be, hey, we're here to get your guns. It's here to... Hi, we're here for talk about flooding and looking in your house. And then he said it looked like a military guy that was withing. And that's how I've seen it at Urban Drills. They'll have the Boy Scouts with Marine, Spec Ops, Force Recon, that's Marine Special Forces, with them. And on walkie-talkies and stuff. And I mean, it's Creepville, ladies and gentlemen. Because I've learned to recognize these guys. I probably 6 or 7 times I've had them come up to me in a parking lot. Yeah, there's his son, Matt Dubiel's son, And if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners hear me narrating video, you can't see it, go to prisonplanet.tv and you can watch it all right there. The point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is a slow motion, total takedown of the society. They're shipping General Motors to China. They're turning the power plants off, 3 of them a week at least. China builds 3 new ones a week. They are poisoning the water. They are dumbing everybody down. This is a globalist occupation. If Hitler would have been smart, he'd have paid for foundations, waited 20 years, had them take over the major universities with money. They would have rolled in, and right now we'd all be dead. And it'd be, a couple thousand Nazis running around. Instead, the globalist who had come up with a plan, Hitler took it, changed it. They took Hitler's plan for the CIA, for the NASA. America is a Nazi plan, all of it. But it was born in England and America and went to Nazi Germany to be perfected. and then was and then they shut him down. Oh, no, you don't get to do this. We're doing it, and brought it back. And that's the whole plan. And so, but they've learned, do it incrementally. Do it incrementally. Demonize your opponents. And again, it's not a Nazi conspiracy. It's their soft kill program. Because Hitler was looking at, once they conquered the world, they were going to poison the food slowly and kill people slowly. So that's the plan. I mean, we're under a Kaiser Wilhelm Institute attack program. Kindergarten. Everything is Nazi. Everything. Everything. The spy grid is Stasi, though, East German, that came after that. And they hired the former head of Stasi. So just briefly joining us, Matt, we're going to ask Chrissy and then take her calls. Come hell or high water here today, and I got to get into the UN treaty. So what happened with the loving FEMA Corps individual? We'll be rolling the video behind you while you talk.
Oh, Alex, they're so nice. I mean, they were very nice. They were very unassuming. The guy that came to the door... you know, he looked, here, let me tell you first off why I was home. Ironically, the rest of the stuff you're talking about today, I was home writing letters to the school board because I found out this week that my fifth grader and the other three classes of fifth graders were brought into a room and talked to about pole dancing by their principal in an organized sort of disciplinary.
No, this is pervs. They're going to teach that they can do anything they want. If you teach your kid about this, they take them from you, but they're going to do it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. How old were the children being taught pole dancing?
Well, they weren't being taught. It was a topic of discussion from the principal as, like, don't do this at recess. Meanwhile, children aren't doing it and don't know what it is.
Oh, that's so the excuse, yeah.
A week later, the parents, you know, we all find out what happened, and, you know, I'm the guy that doesn't, you know, sit idly by, and I start writing letters, and I want to get all the information.
You're the evil general manager of a Chicago radio station.
Oh, I'm a lunatic. I'm an extremist. I'm a psycho. I've got an American flag in the yard also. And so, you know, look out. So I'm writing letters to the school board, so that's why I was home. And now we're calling parents because that's what we do. We talk to each other to find out what's going on. How do you feel?
Oh, yeah, no. They've sent, that's what I've been told by others. You only get the FEMA Corps visit if you've been politically active and they've got databases. So this is just a snooper.
Well, and you know how it works. If there's one person like me that speaks up, you know, 9 out of 10, everyone else, they don't want to rock the boat. And I don't blame them. I understand.
No, drink the fluoride. It's time to die. Yeah.
They just want to keep quiet and do their day to day. They don't want to get, you know, they don't want to get the stink eye.
They want to roll over and die. Yeah, yeah.
So we're calling around to find out what happened with this disciplining and the pole dancing. And as my wife is talking to a neighbor, another stay-at-home mother down the street, she says, "Oh, by the way, did FEMA come to your house?" And my wife says, you know, blah, 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 blah. FEMA? What do you mean, FEMA? Well, she says, well, I'm not sure if it's FEMA, but there was a creepy guy that came knocking on my door that said he was from FEMA and he wanted to know if we had flood damage. So, sure enough, I'm sitting there and I'm kind of giving my wife a look and she's giving me the look like, uh-oh. So, and literally, as we're looking at each other, the doorbell rings and I'm glad that we had this sort of pre-warning because I grabbed my iPhone and just put record on and I videotaped the whole thing and the guy was at the door and sure enough he looks like the guy Alice did, like if you I've never been to a Dead show, but if you went to like the Stone show or see the Dead, like he's the guy that you buy mushrooms from, I'm guessing. That's what
we don't know he does that. We've got him on screen right now for radio listeners.
I mean, very nice guy, but he doesn't look like a government representative for sure.
By the way, can I have his number? I need some mushrooms. Anyways, I'm joking.
he definitely has a badge on and whatnot, but, you know, I've never had somebody come door-to-door to offer me a tax refund or offer me money.
And you said he had a military-looking guy. I see him there in the video.
Well, and if you watch the end of the video, after, you know, I just took a choir and I said, okay.
Oh, yeah, he's wearing a like an FBI jacket style that says FEMA.
Yes, not only that, Alex, but watch the end. Watch Captain Grateful Dead. He walks over to the military-looking guy on the sidewalk and stands next to him. And seemingly, I couldn't hear him, but it looked like he gave him, like, you know, like the blow-by-blow. Like, all right, yeah, there was a dude home. Here's what, you know, here's the lay of the land there. And then they marked something off on the clipboard. And then they walked down the street like Laverne and Shirley down the sidewalk and went to the rest of the
No. What they're doing is casing everything, and they're even compartmentalized and don't know. It's on record that FEMA Corps is training for, quote, warrant service and gun confiscation. This is just first contact, which is a standard military operation when you've infiltrated, because you just show yourself and, you know, give the children candies. You know, I'm surprised you didn't go, I'm here from FEMA, here's your candy. but I tell you, this country's in a lot of trouble, man. And, of course, there's been no flooding, as you said.
Oh, no, there's been no flooding of any significance. I mean, If you were to canvas areas that had significant damage, they wouldn't be in our neighborhood. Yeah, there's been storms coming through. Yes, it's been bad for, you know, these us foo-foo suburbanites with our finished basements. But, I mean, it's like if you're in the
Why is the federal government involved in floods? Again, they make you buy insurance now. It's all part of the takeover. And it's like, big deal. For years, the FEMA guys come by. They're nice. They offer me free goodies. Meanwhile, they're trying to confiscate your guns. And I don't know if this nice fellow, who I'm sure is actually anti-mushroom, we have no idea what this guy's into. We're just being sarcastic. All right, well, listen, Matt, great having you with us, and thank you for carrying the show. And the show's been in a bunch of the cover of some of the major newspapers there and getting a lot of attention.
Well, yeah, I think the Piers Morgan thing helped. Good job with that.
Yeah, that was legendary. That had everywhere. But then, of course, I saw it in the cover of the newspaper whenever Chicago's favorite son was on the show.
Well, are you talking about our friend with the goatee?
No, Billy Corrigan.
Oh, the other guy. Yeah, you know what? He's been a great guest, and I'll tell you, I really enjoyed seeing him on, and I watched the video. He's a sharp guy. And,
well, I guess Mancow is the favorite son of Chicago, isn't he?
Yeah, I thought you were alluding to our friend, our mutual friend Mancow.
Mancow.
For sure. Listen, we'll have to get you out here. And in fact, I'm going to come see you hopefully next month. And I think we got to kick it up a notch here and get some billboards up and really blow it out.
Sounds exciting, Matt. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, Thought Criminal.
Take care, man.
There he goes. Very extreme, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't like the TSA yelling at his 3-year-old in the wheelchair. That's extreme. Let's get to the Ask Alex. We're going to come back and go to Nathan in England and Stephen in Arizona and a few others that have been patiently holding Mike in Missouri. And I haven't even gotten to the gun stuff yet. I'm pretty much kind of shell-shocked at this point. What are the Ask Alex questions from the Prison Planet?
From PlanetInfoWars.com.
PlanetInfoWars.com's questionnaire.
I know your brain is fried. I can see it on your face. It's a long day. It's Friday, though.
My brain is not well. My brain gets fried when I get mad in the morning around here.
I don't blame you.
I can't get mad anymore. I have to stop getting mad. Anger is not a friend.
Take you to yoga.
Anyway, oh yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
All right. So we actually sent out for people to use the hashtag #AskAlexJones for asking you questions from Planet InfoWars as well. So some of these are taken from the Ask Alex group as well as from Twitter. So I don't like your...
Alex is a male gender name. You just committed hate speech.
Of course. Isn't that in France?
Christy, your name denotes femininity.
Oh, no.
That's not allowed.
Oh, no.
You're a hate criminal.
What should I do?
Re-education.
Oh, of course.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Okay, well, without further ado, we'll just...
I've been doing this for 20 years, and ain't nobody got the go code yet. I'm sorry. While we're quoting Slim Pickens.
No.
Shoot, yeah. Guy got a pretty good time in Vegas with all that.
We should do some information. All right, so you were actually showing the martial law pictures just on screen just a second ago, but the first question I have for you right out the gate is from Garrett on Planet InfoWars, and he says, do you believe martial law is justified for specific situations?
Well, we're being basted into it. It's kind of a soft martial law.
Yeah.
The frog in the pot. But meteorite hits, a nuclear power plant melts down, tornado tears up, 20 square miles of stuff. It's martial law when they set up checkpoints, want to see your papers. And you could probably justify it for that to stop looting. The problem is they permanently do it now all over the country. Like, let me just see your papers. Let me just put you in a database. Let me just treat you like you're bad. That is martial law.
When they're
spying on us without warrants, that's martial law.
Right.
But it's not a civil emergency because a meteorite hit New York City. It's martial law because criminal banks took over and are using the national security state to replace the checks and balances of the government.
But they're doing it so slowly that the sheep don't understand, the people that watch the mainstream media.
Well, the sheep literally have Swiss cheese holes in their cerebral cortex.
I mean, all the poisons in their food.
No, but they've cut Americans' brains open now. They're like shriveled.
That's so scary.
People walking dead. I mean, they got us. I can't even get mad at the sheep, actually. I want to apologize the other day for talking bad about people saying they're dangerous sheep. They are dangerous, but these are victims. Right. Drooling, you know, poor souls who may never be ignited psychologically or spiritually. Right. But God, I believe God will still take them to heaven. They were basically aborted as children, put in front of TV, put on fluoride, put on high fructose corn syrup.
They weren't given a chance.
They're dead. Yeah, they are dead, though.
Yeah.
It's not that they're animals. They're dead. And they like being dead. And the dead don't like the living. I mean, they have enough to go. It's the metaphor of the zombie wants the brains.
Right.
They want what they don't have. No, I'm serious.
No, I know you're serious.
The globalists, all this stuff are jokes on us.
Yeah, no, it is. It's sick jokes.
They live, we sleep. Well, let me tell all of the globalists, I live, okay, and I see what you are, and you're not really alive either. You're dead. Yeah, I mean, you're like reanimated dead. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, that's great.
Keebler elves?
Those exist along with the Easter bunny. But, all right, so, Alex, do you have...
You've always got to throw an Easter bunny.
I know, always, of course.
So, yeah.
Do you have an official list of the guests for Bilderberg yet?
No. The group that doesn't exist, usually about a week before, releases it on their Bilderberg Meetings org or something.
Right.
And we're watching that right now.
Okay. So we'll release that soon. I guess the music transition.
Yeah, but the music doesn't exist.
Okay.
Or were you being an extreme?
I'm making it up. I can.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she's on.
Oh, my gosh.
She's dressed like a woman. That puts people down. I mean, don't say father or mother, male or female. That's racist.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Has even tried it on the wine spread? Much too long,
Sweden. Hey, they just pulled up in there a Harvard University study on the IQ, how it's dropped around 20 points in the last 30 years in the Western world, where we all get the special fluoride water and the GMO and more, and all the shots for the children. And look where it projects out to the IQ by, what is that? Blow that up for me, 2040. I mean, pretty soon, people, what, the highest IQ? By 2095, I guess the highest IQs will be like 84 points. I mean, I think it's already happened. It's like the average is 88 now. And the average used to be 100. I mean, I laugh at this. Because every time I'm on a show and I say IQs have dropped, people like comment, you know, later when I see it on YouTube, like, it's IQs going up. And people go, or they go, well, doesn't that argue for eugenics? And I go, this isn't even the eugenics they said. That's for the general public, where you kill the dumb people and then breed the smart people. They're actually trying to kill and dumb down the smart people. And in the next phase, they're going to use the horde of dumb people to help take us out. And then they're going to kill them. And they go, I like money. Hey, he's talking like a... I mean, they just don't even get it.
Scary.
Christy, real fast, go through your questions. Okay. I'm going to go to Overdrive, and I promise I'm going to Nathan, Mike, and Steven, or I'm going to just get really angry at myself right now. Go ahead,
okay,
Christy.
All right, Alex. Okay, so this one came from Twitter. It says, hi, Alex. Will there be Liberty drones at Bilderberg conference?
You know, we thought about it. Everybody's like, hey, there's a canal you can use to swim in. We thought of that. I mean, we just want to get photos and video. It's not like we want to sneak in to stare at all the old rotting, devil-worshipping men.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, and then expand.
With food all over his face.
Get down to the coward. You're the coward.
Great.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, drones are an idea, but see, that would be terrorism.
Right.
Drones are for us, not for them.
Correct.
They've stolen all the money, so it's for them.
Yeah. Well, it would be cool if we got a 3D printed drone in there. Wouldn't that be cool? Cody Wilson, get on there.
Yeah.
All right. Is Bilderberg Group merging with machines, and will they merge their DNA with this terrestrial DNA? We've discussed the whole merge of machines before. Now, I think the merging DNA is kind of a...
Well, no, I mean, they think they're going to live forever. It doesn't look like it's happening yet to me.
Right, no.
I mean, or maybe it is. Kissinger looks like a reanimated dog turd.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm sorry. All right, that's wrong. That's wrong, and you're a lady, and I'm doing that here in front of you.
No, I think you're giving too much credit, actually.
By the way, that's at the Bilderberg Hotel. That's video Paul Watson shot.
Yeah.
Is a human having its flesh eaten away as a machine grows over it, a transhumanist nightmare.
God.
And it's bending over, inviting Kissinger to.
Oh. Okay, Alex, have you ever thought about doing your own press conference at the same time the quote-unquote authorities do, to psyop it, if you will? Not to psyop it, but to...
What do you mean, do my own press conference?
You know, like when they did the, I don't know, just a big press conference. This is just the question, really. If they do a big press conference...
Well, I mean, I've done press conferences before and had some media show up, but... You want to crash their press conferences because the so-called media is a bunch of repeaters. They only do what they're told, and so they show up when the government snaps its fingers.
Like that clip, I don't know if you guys have it, but they had 20 different news things, and it says, all of them, according to economic crisis, the Easter Bunny won't have a spring in his step, something like that. And they, 20 people, just different stations, over and over and over and over.
Easter Bunny is a coward.
We're back to Easter. The Easter Bunny is a coward. Hey, hold on. I remember that. Who's that group that goes in and poses as corporate guys? It's like on HBO.
I don't know. I just thought of economic kickback.
What's that called? It's called the something men. Yeah, no, I've seen that. Yeah.
Two by two.
And you're not joking about Easter bunnies.
No.
They'll call a press conference, have mainstream media show up and go, the Easter bunny is your friend today. They go, headline, Easter bunny. Because they're trained. See, so much of the media is not even a conspiracy. They're dumb.
Yeah. Repetitive.
By the way, get the magazine. It'll sell out most of our issues due to the Bilderberg double cover issue. Thank you so much, Christy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to come back in Overdrive and go to your phone calls. And if your station doesn't carry it, Infowars.com/show. And the next time you hear me, I'll be in England. Bilderberg coverage starts now. Now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.